You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report with the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100. All sorts of good stuff going on. Massive snowstorm hit the Northeast. Dropped record amounts of snow. Not that I really care when the Northeast gets a snowstorm, but these numbers were pretty interesting. As of the 2nd of February, it was already the snowiest February on record for Central Park.
Oh, holy cow. So they got a ton.
Yeah. They got something like 16 inches of snow between Monday and Tuesday. Dang. The snowiest day for New York City in 5 years. There are many places there that are between 30 and 35 inches of snow.
My goodness.
In about a day and a half.
That's insane. There were
some of the snowfall amounts that were getting up to 3 inches per hour. And those of us who are Colorado folk, we know that 3 inches per hour is a lot of snow.
That is a lot of snow. Wow. I wonder, I kind of feel bad for the kids because I feel like they, you know, if they were in person, they could very easily switch to remote learning right now. So I'm wondering if they even got a snow day out there.
Yeah, right.
Huh. That's a lot of snow, man. That's a lot. Crazy. Get your sled out.
We hit a weird milestone this week, but it was a good one. We have now had more vaccinations given out in the United States than overall COVID-19 cases.
That's good.
On Monday, the official statistics showed that 26.5 million Americans had gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. 26.3 million had tested positive since the pandemic first started. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make some progress here. Have you been hearing these stories about the various, you know, mutant strains?
Oh, I have. It's a race right now to get everybody vaccinated because these variants... the vaccine might not help you.
And they're talking about people who have already battled through COVID and come out the other side and
getting the variant, then
getting this new one
because it's different.
Yeah,
come on, let's get it rolling here.
I'm not trying to be Mr. Pessimistic, but are we in an age where we will now live with this forever? That there will be just continuous,
probably
different strains at all times. And you'll never be able to get ahead of the next strain. So it will do its damage before you can find a vaccine for that.
I don't know, man. I don't like it. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Just where my brain went this morning when I was reading some of these stories. I was like,
because it very well could be. It could be.
We turned a corner, so that all the days of us just happily jumping into mosh pits with a bunch of strangers,
going to these big football games, things like that. Is that going to come to an end? I want to puke.
Speaking of football games, the prop bets, if you don't know what those are, they're the funny little bets that you can make for not just the Super Bowl, for a lot of different things, but the Super Bowl's famous for them. I remember going and watching a Super Bowl at one of the casinos in Vegas several years ago with a bunch of friends. There were probably like 30 of us who met up out there. And we got all over these prop bets. We were going up to the, the betting windows, and we were placing the various goofy bets that you can make. This year, let me just give you a couple of them. Which will be higher, Tom Brady's passing yards in the Super Bowl or GameStop's closing price on Friday?
That one's pretty darn funny.
Where's GameStop?
It's really funny.
What is it at right now?
I don't even know.
Hold on a second. GameStop stock price right now is at 90. Is that right?
So it'll trickle down even further. Oh, so yeah. Brady's going to win that one. He'll have way more passing yards than that.
I don't know if I would want to bet on that.
I like the second one on the list. Did you see that one?
The nostrils?
The nostrils. Which coach's nostrils will be seen first during the game? Stupid.
Because they'll pull their stupid masks down.
Yeah.
Will either kicker hit the upright or the crossbar?
All right.
You can
that
bet on that.
That one's good.
And then because of the halftime show with Canadian pop star The Weeknd, you can bet on whether or not The Weeknd will have a wardrobe change in the middle of the halftime show.
Probably. There's also the thing of like how many songs he will sing. Will he bring any guests on there?
Yeah.
And then bonus, they have who will win the Puppy Bowl. Are they still doing the Puppy Bowl this year?
Every year.
Huh. I didn't know that.
They don't miss out on the Puppy Bowl. And then the last thing I have here is the job opening that didn't last very long, but Jeff Bezos stepped down as CEO of Amazon. Well, he announced that he will be later this year anyway. So you're like, all right, rub my hands, get my resume together, send my resume off to Amazon. I'll be your new CEO. Sorry, they've already picked out the replacement. Some guy named Andy Jassy.
He's got a fun name, huh?
Andy Jassy.
Andy Jassy.
He's one of the already one of the top executives there. And so now Bezos is going to be transitioning over to become the executive chair of the Amazon board.
You know, I was talking with Nick Knack about this story last night, and I was like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just step down and be done? You've accomplished so much. Is he the richest dude or is Elon up there? Whatever. He's battling it out for the richest human on the planet. He's 57. Just be done and enjoy the rest of your life. You accomplished a lot. Now just kick back.
But the thing is, he's going to be spending more time with some of his other interests, especially Blue Origin, which is a spaceship company.
Yeah, I know.
I like that one.
I know, but
and the Bezos Earth Fund, so he's doing some good.
Just relax, Jeff. Just
he even said yesterday, I was reading some article yet last night where he says something like, "This is far from retirement for me."
Yeah.
So,
I guess somebody like that, you got to stay busy.
What's his net worth today? Hold on.
I think it was just shy of $200 billion I saw on the news this morning. It's like, yeah, just relax, man. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Man, just relax.
Just relax, bro. I hear his spaceship company isn't even that great, right? Like, they're way behind SpaceX.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm glad that there's a variety of them. There's several companies that are doing this.
He wants to do the whole satellite internet thing, too.
He's at $195 billion.
Yeah, my goodness. Speaking of SpaceX, did you watch the video yesterday?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
It's their latest high-altitude test flight of the Mars-bound Starship spacecraft. It's like at the S-924-something or other. Anyway, they got a little launch pad there in Texas, and it went way up there, like 6-7 miles, but they just can't stick the landing, Dom.
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing. I'm rooting for these guys. I love me some SpaceX. And I just feel bad for the people that are, narrating, like, what's going on. And
now it's going to do the sideways flip maneuver and refire those Dragon engines. And
I find it embarrassing, though. I like the fact that they just publicly show that you can watch everything as they're doing, as they learn.
Yeah, they say this is good. This is how they learn. But just announcing it and going through the steps, and then it crashes, the guy's like, "Duh, boy."
Remember what Nelson Mandela said?
Tell me.
I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Solid.
Solid.
Solid. Okay. I'll just give you this because we love Dolly Parton. Did you watch the new video that's coming out for the Super Bowl for Squarespace?
For the 9 to 5 or whatever?
She re-recorded it and called it 5 to 9, which is like when people work on their side hustles and they need a website and they use Squarespace. And it's actually pretty well done.
That's funny.
I really
haven't seen
Dolly.
It. I read about it.
It's
but
all over the
it.
Internet if you guys want to search that
today. Dolly Parton's one of the most charming people in history.
She's just a good human.
History.
Just a good human all the way around, you know?
Well, we think she is. I mean, she might have a sordid side that we don't know, but there's very few people who have ever been more charming.
Yeah, she's delightful.
Than she.
Her Christmas movies are horrible. I'll just throw that out there, but really, really bad.
Did you ever see the movie 9 to 5?
No.
Talk about dated.
I bet.
Does not survive the test of time.
I bet. Nope, never seen that one. Let's talk about Valentine's Day. They say men, you're going to spend an average of $231 on Valentine's Day. Ladies, you're just spending about $100, which is the way it should be.
I don't know a single man who's spending $231 on Valentine's Day.
I don't either.
I'm trying to think
if I even did anything for Valentine's Day. I know you poo-poo it, but we're not big on it.
Meh. No, I don't poo-poo. We don't do anything.
We don't. It's like, meh.
No. Meh. What I get down on is the people who try to make it a negative, like, this is a horrible
day. It's not a negative.
I like the fact that there is a day devoted to love.
Sure.
Why not? I mean, we devote days to nachos. We devote days to, frappuccinos. It's National Frappuccino Day. Why not a day devoted to love? I don't see the big angst about that.
Yeah.
But we don't go out and buy things for each
other. We just had Christmas. Do I need to buy you more things? I don't know.
Right.
This is kind of funny if you don't have a partner for Valentine's Day, or maybe you just broke up and got an ex. The Humane Society in Sioux Falls, South Dakota is offering a service this year where for a donation of at least $5, they'll write your ex's name on the bottom of a kitty litter box. And on Valentine's Day, the cats there at the Humane Society will literally do their business on your ex's name.
I just want to say something about this.
Passive aggressive. What?
You see these all the time. The thing about, you know, you can name a cockroach after your ex.
Sure,
now you can,
sure.
Now
sure.
You can have your, you know, cat pee on your ex's name.
Why not? Yeah.
But really, there is cause and effect here. Many times, people are single because they are the kind of people who have these kind of attitudes.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Kind of, but I guess people if your ex did very, you dirt and you just want to cover it.
Everyone's been done dirt in their life. Move on. Get all over. If you're so focused on it, you have to have your cat pee on your ex's
well, it's
name.
Somebody else's cat.
You're going to be breaking up with someone else in just a few months.
If they had a cat,
trust
I wouldn't
me.
Even date them. First of all.
Even Niles the weirdo?
Even Niles the weirdo, buddy.
Come on. You know he's the cutest thing ever.
I cannot stand the cat box. I have had a cat in my life since I was a wee young lad.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up on the shores of Littleton, mm-hmm. and I was responsible for cleaning cat box for years and years and years.
Oh, this is why you get a stepdaughter.
Ugh. Is that what I need?
Yeah. They solve that.
A stepdaughter. All right. Yeah, cat boxes gross me out.
Okay.
Okay, enough cat bashing. Real quick, McDonald's is bringing back the Shamrock Shake. And the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry on the 15th of this month. That's your Fat America, everybody. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Get our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. We've made fun of people in Florida for years. There's all these weird stories that come out of Florida, all these stupid criminals, yada, yada, yada. The latest is a 22-year-old dude named Matthew something or other. He was arrested over the weekend after he called 911 to try to find a ride home. They also found pot weed on him, got a couple charges, arrested him there. Now, the reason we're talking about this guy is because his mugshot has gone viral. Matthew has a map of the state of Florida tattooed between his eyes.
It's so classic.
It's Florida, and it's really well done. Whoever did
it,
yeah. It's spot on Florida,
mm-hmm.
but it's between his eyes. Tattoo regret there. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.